Detective Joe Ricari with the Town of Police Department, President Detective
of the Palm Beach Police Department, and could you state your name for the record? Would you raise your right hand for me, please? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that's my card.
Okay.
Obviously, I am here because we are working a case involving Jeff Epstein, or Jeffrey, and I understand that you may have some information as to your visits over to his house, either to work or to visit.
Uh-huh.
If you could, please, in your own words, tell me from the beginning how you were introduced to Mr. Epstein.
She brought me over there, and she said, like, the first time I went over there just to meet him, and she went and gave him a massage, and I just sat in his house and waited.
Okay, how long ago was this?
Like 7 months ago. It was actually in March. I know it was 7 months ago.
It was in March of?
When I broke up with my boyfriend.
2005?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, after he met me, he asked me if I'd like to go massage. And I was kind of hesitant just because it was kind of weird, but I did anyways. And I went up there and gave him a massage, and he gave me 200 the first time.
Okay. How many times have you been to this house total?
Between like 7 and 10, because it's been 7 months, so it's been like once a month, maybe a little bit.
Okay, 7 to 10 times a month.
Seven
to 10 times.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were there?
The September 30th, which was not last time, the Friday before.
Okay. Okay. What was your duties as when you went to work for him?
Just giving him a massage and that's it.
Okay. Okay. When you entered to the house, who were you introduced to?
Introduced to every time I went?
Like, no, like the first time.
The first time? Jeff.
And Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And there's other people there, but I wasn't introduced to them.
Okay.
I
can
give you
a
number.
Yeah, I know. I've interviewed a lot of girls, and basically everybody's told me what. Some have held back. Some have told me the complete truth.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is tell me the complete truth of what happened. Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay.
I know girls that have done more, and But I haven't. He's asked me to. I'm not going to lie to you, but I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't known him that long.
Okay. When your first time you went, you just sat in the kitchen and waited for correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess he wanted to meet me or something.
Okay. As you've gone, tell me, has anything escalated from just a massage?
No, like the first time I went, I waited. The second time I went, I stayed in all my clothes and like gave him a massage, and then I think it was probably the third time I went, he asked me if I'd like to get like more naked or whatever, and I said no, I just didn't feel comfortable. And after that, he never asked me anything like to make me feel uncomfortable.
Do you give the massage in your undergarments?
No.
Completely clothed?
Completely clothed, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he'd asked me to, but I said no, because I just don't feel comfortable doing
that. Has he touched you?
No.
Has he,
The closest he came to touching me is giving me a hug goodbye. That's the closest. But not inappropriate whatsoever.
Okay. So basically, you've just massaged him?
Yes.
And you received $200
uh-huh.
for a massage
uh-huh.
each time?
The last couple times, he gave me $300. Just because I told him I needed money. And I told him that driving here from Orlando is costing me a lot, so he didn't want it. He never asked me to do more.
Was anybody else in the room while you were giving him a massage?
No.
It was just you and him?
Just me and him.
You've never gone upstairs?
Yeah, I have, but not while I was giving him a massage.
Okay.
One time we were up there and we were hanging out, just talking and stuff.
Okay. Have you been recently contacted by anybody working for Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who have you been contacted with?
I can't remember. Oh, besides, I don't know how he's affiliated, but he just wanted to know, like, what was going on. And I told him what I knew, because I don't know much.
Okay. What, did he leave you a number? Did he leave you,
He didn't leave me a number, but it's on my phone, I think.
Okay, did you do that? Can I get that number?
It's not on here anymore, but I swear it's there. Please, they call me.
And what did you say?
It actually might be on my old phone. And my old phone's dead. But it's on this one, because...
Is that a Nextel?
Yeah.
No, it's just the battery.
It has an Nextel charger.
Oh, did you plug that in?
Yeah.
What did ask you?
Just what was going on with this whole thing, and I just told him.
Did he come up here, or did you meet with him in Florida?
He came up here.
Oh, he came up here?
Yeah.
He met you right here?
Not here. I didn't know him either. Right. I met him at Longwood State House. And I just, like, he just kept asking me questions that I didn't know the answers to, so.
Was he an investigator? Was he an attorney?
I don't know. I don't think he was an attorney. Because he kept saying the information he was getting from me was going to go to Jeff's attorney, so I don't think he was an attorney.
And what kind of questions was he asking? Was the police were involved?
Yeah, if how the police got involved, I said I don't know. What kind of questions they were asking, I said I don't know because I hadn't been questioned yet. And just like how old I was when I went there. Basically what you guys asked me, like what I did when I went there.
Mm-hmm. Now how old were you when you first started going?
And did he question
Did
he ever?
No. He said she didn't want to.
Okay. And he said he was a representative of Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Did he call you? Did Jeffrey or something?
No, he called me. This is the number. It's,
Okay.
When was this you met him?
It was Friday or Saturday.
Did he come by himself?
Yeah.
Did he tape the conversation?
No. He asked me if he could send them.
Okay. If he reaches out to you again, just give him my number. Have him call me.
Okay.
Okay?
He actually asked their number, but I didn't. I had a number and my phone died, like, and then I was just like, their phone PDF now, so that's all.
Palm Beach PD. I'm with the Palm Beach Police.
Okay. Like Palm Beach Island?
Yeah.
Okay.
Town Hall.
Okay.
When you saw it,
I told him the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department.
When you went to Jeffrey Epstein, you knew where was the house located?
On Palm Beach.
In Palm Beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the guy asked me also if I've ever been anywhere else besides his house.
With Jeffrey?
Yeah. And I said no, because all I've ever been is
his house. Okay. So basically, all you did was a standard massage.
Mm-hmm.
Massage what?
His back and his lower back. And his feet.
Okay. Have you ever seen him naked?
No. And his towel, but
that's it. Has he ever touched you?
No.
Has he ever touched himself while you were massaging?
No.
He
was mostly like on the phone. Like, my friends have told me he's perverted, but he was never that way for me. He asked me once, and I think...
What did he ask you?
He asked me like the third time I went there.
To do what?
If I wanted to get naked or do anything more, and I said no. And I think you could tell I was, like, uncomfortable with it, so.
Okay. All right. So aside from did you meet anybody else in the house?
I met Yeah, but I don't know the, like, I didn't meet them, but I've seen them. Like, I know they were formally introduced. But I've seen a little, like, short, I don't even know. Somebody that really didn't speak that well English. And then there's a guy with blonde hair, and he doesn't really speak that well English either.
Okay.
And, but I know they were formally introduced to them. And then, whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
I was never introduced, I had just seen her and said hi to her before. But then Sarah and Jeff have said formally introduced her.
And you would travel from Orlando down there just to...
Mm-mm. My family was there, so...
Okay, for the record, your date of birth is...
Yeah, I never went with her.
Okay. So the very first time you went to the house was when Liz approached you when?
At the same time again, but I'm friends with Vanessa, so it wasn't really... So, I mean...
No secret, I mean, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
So... I just was like, I don't know you that well, and she wanted to make money off me. So I just wanted to go because she knew him and she knew, like, the situation, so I went with her.
How far has it gone with him?
She really doesn't go into detail. I mean, I know she's gone further than me, but she doesn't go into detail about it.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the statement?
No.
No. Okay. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. The time by my watch is 12:10.